Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. She's a certified life coach, folks. She's the author of two outstanding books. She is an etiquette expert, and her mother probably says she is the etiquette expert, and she's definitely a member of our brain trust. She's our good friend, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. You've got the best etiquette of any radio host I know, and I've been on a lot of shows, let me just say.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, and also, folks, she has her own radio show. I forgot to mention that. She's a radio talk show host. So, Marie, I only have one, after 14 and a half years of doing my show, I only have one question. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
I know. I wonder that myself. It's so hard. And I only do 1 hour once a week on Sundays, and that's it. And I am, like, barely can make it there every week. I think I can't do it again. You have the hardest job in the world.
Well, it's, you know, but when you're working for folks that are the coolest people in the world, small business owners, it helps me get up and go to work every day, because there's no question that small business owners, in my opinion, are in the list of the top two or three most important people in the world. Small business owners are on that list.
Oh, right. And they're going to get our economy back on track.
There's no question.
And they're the ones that Yeah, and they depend on the social media. So social media etiquette, which is what we're talking about, is so important.
Social media is perfect for small businesses.
It's
one of the greatest tools to level the playing field that we've ever had, isn't it?
Yeah, but to a certain extent, my question is, this is what I'm getting a lot of questions about, is how do you manage? How do you put out the fire? Say somebody write something negative on your wall. It's almost like you've got to be there constantly, because it can go viral and out of control so fast. And to me, it's like saying, complaining to a small business owner over the loudspeaker in your place of business. You know what you say?
Well, so how do you handle something like that? I mean, that happens.
You get it right. You handle it fast and you handle it well.
Right.
I mean, I have a pond in our backyard, and we have a pond store here, and there was one pond store that went out of business because somebody wrote something mean online on a forum, on a pond forum.
Wow.
And I was talking to another pond owner about it, and he's like, boy, you have to try to go out of business because of a customer being mad, because I would do anything to make to write it. I would give him free fish. I would do whatever it takes, and that's the bottom line. Do whatever it takes to make it right for that customer.
Well, first you do what you can to not have people write those things.
Right.
You know,
let's
do it right the first time. That's one thing, because you and I both know that there are plenty of companies out there that nobody writes anything bad about them because they do a good job.
Right.
And they actually act like they care about their customers. So if you want to talk about the origin of good social media etiquette, is to be good to your customers before they ever get on social media.
Right.
Right?
Right. So they have nothing to complain about.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo. But what do you do? How do you handle, let's say someone does, you know, you can't make everybody happy. You know, some people just can't. They aren't happy people. They're unhappy, and they come in your business looking for a fight to pick, and so then they get one. They come in, they get one. They're determined, and they leave and they go write something bad about you. What do you do about that? How do you handle that?
I would make it right then and there, and I'm not saying hire somebody to monitor your social media 24/7, but you got to be on it
Google will do that for you. It's called Google Alerts.
Alerts, right. Right. That's true.
Google
That's
will
true.
Do that, folks. If you'll put your name in.
There's other programs, too. Yeah.
You put your name in, your company name, your product name, your general industry, whatever. And whatever is being said about you or your, you know, the connecting with your industry, these alerts will tell you, and they'll tell you every 15 minutes or once a day or however often you want them.
Right, so then you don't have to be checking your Facebook and your Twitter and your LinkedIn all the time, right?
That's right.
Right, and I would just, if somebody writes something on your wall, I would, write back immediately, and I would say, we will take care of this. I will contact you. You contact us and tell them exactly what you're going to do, and then get right on it. That's
you're
what
mortified.
I would do.
You're mortified. I mean, you write, Mr. Jones. We are so sorry you had to. I mean, you're mortified about this, right? And you
right.
write that out.
Right.
We're so sorry that this happened. I promise you, these are not our standards. What can we do to help you? What can we do to fix this?
Oh, I love that. I love that verbiage right there. Yes.
Yeah. What can we do? And even though you're going to call the person probably and connect him directly, you want to have responded and on the same platform, don't you? The same social media platform, so other people can see your astonishment at this, your unhappiness with this.
And I love what you said. This is not our standard. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how about another thing? And this is not so much etiquette as it is just a best practice. Some people can't be made happy, and they're not going to be happy. And there's
right.
nothing you can do to make them happy. They're, by golly, going to be unhappy, and there's, you know, that's their right to be that way, right? So,
yeah.
So those people, the only way to fight those people, I think, Marie, is to have more happy customers posting about you than unhappy customers. What do you think? Just sort of the balance,
yeah.
that type of thing.
And could you? And I would ask, can you, if someone had a really great experience, I would say, would you mind writing on a Facebook wall? Can you tweet this?
Absolutely.
Is that out of the question? I would do that.
No. In fact, yeah, if somebody says, oh, Marie, I just can't tell you how much we've enjoyed the things we bought from you. And then when they do that, now, not until, but when they do that, you have the right, that's the green light for you to say, you know, John, would you mind posting that on my Facebook? That would really mean a lot to my business and to our customers. If you feel that way, would you say that in the social media platforms, whatever, however you want to say that? You have a right to ask. I mean, you have the green light when they say those things. What do you
think? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've done that for my hairdresser. I've done that for all kinds of service industries.
Right.
I've written it online, and I'm so happy to do it because I want them to get – I'm so happy with them. I want to return
the
favor.
What about the person that you wasn't happy and you made them happy? Is it okay to go back to them and say, now that we've – have we taken care of you? Yes. Did we fix what was wrong? Yes, we have. Would you mind letting the same people know that you weren't happy, that you now have been made happy? Or you're not
right.
satisfied? Isn't it okay to go back and ask them that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's powerful, yeah. isn't it, to have somebody say that you corrected the problem.
Well, I had a problem with this business, and they went above and beyond to right the problem.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, that
that's powerful.
That just...
Marie, give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, sure. It's youtube.com/mannersbymarie.
Manners by Marie. It's a quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Down the street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.